We have so much in these readings. It's a good illustration just on a reflective level. This is the same parable, right? We have. But it's not quite the same, is it? So you see that they're not there with a tape recorder and a camera. You know, the Holy Spirit recalls it to them. And now, I think our Lord did make this allusion. There's an allusion in this text to Archelaus, one of the sons of Herod, who went off to get the kingdom from Caesar in Rome. And some people sent a delegation after him saying, "We don't want that fella." Well, he got the job. And so, you see, our Lord is telling this story in a very real way. They know about this Archelaus thing, and he's trying to drive it home to them. You know? There will be a reckoning. And you've got to, you know, you've got to be aware of all that I've given you and produce fruit with it. Well, what's the fruit? Holiness. Love. Preaching the gospel. Care for the poor. Take what I gave you and trade with it. Margaret of Scotland was a queen. So she had a lot of resources, a lot of occasions, and she did them all. So she earned 10 more. So we have this same principle, I guess it would be the word. It's about wisdom again. As we get toward the end of the world, you know, we're going next, you know, a couple of days from now is Christ the King. End of the world. The next Sunday, first Sunday in Advent, we start again. There's much talk about realizing your situation. Being alert. What's going on? You know, here we are in this nice warm chapel, you know, listening to the word, going to receive the body and blood of the Lord. How many people are that rich? Some people would love to be here, but they can't be. They got to go down to work. And they, you know, maybe they can sneak out to the 12 o'clock if they're near a church downtown, and many do. But we've been given at least 10 coins. Now it's wisdom to trade with them. Preach, help, you see? And we'll do all that if we're praying. When we stop praying, we get dumb. We get gross. We get obtuse. And little by little, we stop trading. We stop having the energy that characterizes wisdom. Look at all the parables we've had. The 10 virgins, 5 were smart and 5 were dumb. The smart ones were alert. They brought oil with them. And then we have this one. They worked, they traded. We've had a whole bunch of these things. With Sunday, we had, along with that, we had that beautiful poem about the Isha Hayala, the strong woman. They translated worthy wife. I wish they hadn't done that. Yes, she is a worthy wife, but there's more to it. You know? What's driving her? She is the embodiment of wisdom. It's chapter 31 of the book of Proverbs. It's the last chapter. It's all about wisdom. But wisdom concretized in this woman who out of love is energetic and serves. Now that's different than running around trying to get things done. I mean, it's the difference. The difference is in the word serve. There is a form of laziness which is intense activity. But it's on a handleable level, I don't know. I first caught on to this when I read a line somewhere about in research. We can do all kinds of, read all kinds of articles, take all kinds of notes, tire ourselves out, and have no insight. You see, the running around, gathering footnotes and all that stuff, that's easy. It's exhausting, but it's easy. Insight is hard. You got to stop, think, reflect, pray, and work it through. That's hard. So we prefer, because we're lazy, we prefer the frantic work that is not insight. We do it. So it's a form of sloth to be running around and never stop to get insight, to pray, to trade. Beautiful, isn't it? And how the Lord just provides this the way the church lays it out. Get ready, folks. The world is going to end. Maybe in a million years, we don't know. Maybe next week. But we're going to end. And what's our life going to be? What have we done with it? Do we have the wisdom to work out of love? Have insight, love. Put yourself to trouble at a deeper level. And so we have this story. And this is really Archelaus. This the king in our Lord's parable is an overt. Everybody there knew he was talking about Archelaus. And he's saying, Archelaus went away, he came back, he had the kingdom, and look what he did. Smarten up. What happens when I come back? You get it? You see what he's saying? If I got time. Well, if I talk fast, I got time. Did you notice in this Maccabees, now the book of Maccabees is written in Greek, not Hebrew. It has a strong Greek influence. The Greeks are good philosophers. Did that help? This is the point. Look at the work of reason. These Maccabean martyrs knew that they had an immortal soul that would go to God. Up to that, and that was because of the Greek influence, they had a better philosophy. Philosophy serves understanding. It's not revelation, but it serves revelation. Up to then, everybody died, went to Sheol, and God took care of them somehow. And then the book of Daniel starts saying, they're all going to rise again. And Maccabees has all this beautiful stuff. My point is, and I don't want to develop this too much now, but how reason is meant to serve faith. And it's so precious. We understand immortality because of Greek philosophy. We know that there is immortality because of biblical revelation. But we understand it because of a growth in reason. Never despise reason. It is so important. And that's how we work at insight too. I just wanted to mention that because you see this beautiful understanding and how it has ministered to revelation. You know what I'm saying? You see, this reason is precious. And right now, I'm going to quit. I want to say more, and all this presidential campaign, it's all emotion. Whether you're on the left side or the right side or the upside or downside, it's all emotion. What about reason? If you look carefully, only free societies happen, but free societies only happen when there is a basic Christian philosophy at their root. Now, These people may not be Christians practicing and believing, but the vision that there's a creator and that every human being is created by God, that Franklin, even Immanuel Kant, Hobbes, Locke, all these fellows who've messed up our basic government, but they got that straight. They got that straight. And only where that understanding, which is Christian, is alive, is there freedom. Europe goes in and out of totalitarian governments all the time, always on the basis of whether they're going to recognize Christian principles. I'm not talking about practicing the faith, just Christian philosophical principles. When that is done, and so you see now the mess we're in. Nobody's thinking. You know, all the bad guys and the bad, and we got a lot of bad guys, there's no doubt about that. But who is appealing to reason?